You know what a good companion kink is for coerced bisexuality? Chastity. Picture this. You've been calling Miss Rachel for a long time to confess, discuss, and fantasize about how much you need a cock in your mouth, in your ass, or both. We've concluded many times over that fucking yourself in both holes with dildos, no matter how realistic they may be, just isn't working for you anymore. You started out with a hankering not just for ass play, not just for silicone sucking, but for cock. We've discussed what the cock looks like in your fevered imaginings. We've discussed the alluring, musky smell you'll inhale when you finally drop to your knees and how hard that makes you. We've discussed where to find cock, how to prepare for being fucked, and you've learned to fellate well enough to rival any porn star. Just not anything that throbs, that thrusts with its own body weight, or that will blast cum down your gullet or into your guts. We've watched porn together, and you've watched it alone. I've encouraged you and comforted your fears and misgivings. During all the practicing, fantasizing, dry runs, and conversations, you've beat your meat, furiously even. I've told you that if this is just a fantasy for you, that's okay too when we can just continue fantasizing together. But you assure me that you want to take cock from me at both ends. That you need it. Then you usually explode all over yourself and we say goodbye until the next time. Well, fuck slut, I get bored. It's time to shit or get off the pot. If not, you might find that I don't feel our relationship can continue, because I'm going to begin to phone it in when you phone it in. You beg me not to give up on you. You swear that you want nothing more than to suck and fuck a big cock. And what's more, you want me watching via Skype when you do. That's when I tell you that the only way I'll go on with you is if we instate a chastity program. Oh, now that lights a fire under your ass. No, you beg. I'll do it, I swear. I can't go long periods of time without being able to stroke, to come. Okay then, best of luck to you, I reply. You realize I'm not taking no for an answer. So with trepidation, you choose a device. You put it on, and I tell you the rules. That I need a time-stamped photo of your junk in the cage with the serial-numbered tag showing so that I can see that you didn't tamper with it. Every day. You fail to send a photo one day? Our relationship is regrettably over. We continue to have our sessions, but now all you can do is let the images build in your mind and not stroke to them. You beg to be released, and I have but one question for you. Did you suck that cock yet? I didn't see you on camera. I've received no photos. No, mistress, I haven't. Well, you're not getting out of that cage until you do. Usually it takes about 3 weeks for a fuck slut to get with the program. He always thanks me later, and a side effect is that the orgasm denial and the teasing makes his prostate swell up with unexpelled seminal fluid, thus making it just that much more sensitive. This means that when he gets the good pounding for which he's been angling, he usually comes very, very hard. It's a joy to see. Don't worry, I'm there for the aftercare. but I'm also she who must be obeyed. And you will not waste my time, or your own, indefinitely. Now, if this audio didn't scare the bejesus out of you, and in fact, maybe got you a little stiff, and you've got everything in place to suck and fuck a cock, but the proper motivation, you think you might like to try some of my special brand, feel free to get in touch. You can email me and we can set up a session, or just go ahead and call at 1-800-356-6169. And yes, you can call if you just want to fantasize too. Bye now.